That Don't Sound Right is a podcast about talking. Talking the way we did before the internet, when you could not prove anyone right or wrong.
All the expertise was contained in the people involved with the conversation. I'm Peter.
I'm Cecil. And I hope you enjoy our conversations. And as you listen, if you find yourself silently saying, "That don't sound right," send us a comment. You're one of us.
Chicken. None of these guys have chickens for our listeners, except for Scott, listener number one.
Yep.
I don't have a chicken either. I didn't have a hen in this dance either.
Welcome back to another episode of That Don't Sound Right, a podcast about talking. We're your hosts. I'm Peter Billen.
I'm Cecil Davis.
And we're just trying to have a conversation without using Google or fact-checking. Those things can so easily kill the conversation.
And we're skipping all the normal introduction stuff tonight. This is an emergency episode of That Don't Sound Right. It is preempting our normal episode, which is already ready to go. It's already in the can.
It's not like everyone's expecting something, though.
Right, yeah. It's not like we're disappointing anybody. But this is an emergency meeting of not just the co-host, but...
Yeah, we had to bring in the entire staff.
We've got pretty much the entire staff except for our internet, our graphic designer's not here, and our apparel tester is not
here. Yeah, but we really need to get them on the case because this is an all-hands-on-deck event that we have to cover.
Barista has been working overtime for this.
Thanks, Camille.
You're welcome.
We also have some other guests.
Yes, so in the studio audience, we've got Olivia and Camille and Asher in the background, but around the mics tonight, and remember, stay close to the mics.
Yeah, be real close. We only got two. There's five of us.
We've got the co-host, but we also have the international brand ambassador, Brent.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
And then we got Scott, listener number one.
Listener number one, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
And Rachel, listener number one's daughter.
One of his daughters.
Hey, welcome to the show. So Rachel, tell us real quick, where are you at and what's going on in your life?
I live in Orlando, Florida, and I'm a school librarian.
Oh, that's awesome. What brings you up to warm North Carolina?
It's spring break, and I wanted to say hi to my listener number one.
Oh,
very nice.
Very nice. All right, so this is really your deal, Peter, because you're the one that kicked this off. Do you want to explain?
I will explain everything.
How we got to this point.
How all the events transpired up until this point.
Because you weren't even here.
Well, I was, yeah.
You weren't even in the country.
So last weekend, my wife, she's one of the remaining 27 people in the city that gets a newspaper, that's delivered to our house. And in the newspaper was an advertisement for the Winston-Salem Dash. Now, the Winston-Salem Dash is our minor league baseball team. They have a relatively new stadium. It's really nice. And they have these promotional events
We've talked about one before. We talked about the lemon, where they squeeze the lemonade or the lemon juice into the kid's mouth.
Yes, and the best reaction got the prize.
It's terrible, trust me.
It sounds a little sketchy. That in of itself, A, doesn't sound right, but B, will make you understand why this next event isn't entirely out of the question for them.
Right.
So in the paper was an invitation for everyone. And the invitation reads this: you're invited to the Foul Ball. And foul is spelled F-O-W-L, like a bird.
Right.
You're invited to the Foul Ball, a dance for red chickens.
For red chickens?
It actually says red chickens, and I don't know. No, real chickens.
Real chickens.
It's written in script, and I don't know. A dance for real chickens. It says, bring your live chickens and let them dance the night away in center field. Thursday, March 14th, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on field at Truist Stadium. So that's the outfield of our stadium.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what did you do upon receiving this?
Well, I realized that I was going to be out of town that week. Does anything about this sound right?
No.
Does anything about this sound right? Bring your live chickens.
I like that they specified live.
No kidding. Bring your live chickens to the center field and let them dance. Yeah. So the first thing that comes to mind is that, okay, maybe they're doing a comprehensive refertilization program.
We discussed this.
We did. We want the chickens to roam the field. But this is what I'm envisioning. I'm envisioning a beautiful, well-manicured outfield sprinkled with dozens and dozens and dozens of chickens walking around, frolicking, you know. I guess these chickens, their wings have been clipped, so they're not going to fly away. But I did wonder about that. How are the chickens not going to fly away? What does the corral look like? What is the media coverage of things? But all I have to say is, we as a media have to be there. We have to cover that. So the first things I do is I text the TDSR staff and I say, you guys must go to this and take Scott's chicken for a walk, because we had an episode about walking your chicken on a leash.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So got to take Scott's chicken and record some live footage from the event.
So you texted this to us.
Yes, I texted to the, right. I sent this to the TDSR staff. Scott responds, that's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
Peter's now reading
the... there's this text string, and I said, can you go with the leash? You don't have the leash, you say, but you do have these weird arms, these fists that you attach to your chicken. It looks very...
Which we will explain further.
Yes, right. Meanwhile, I think Cecil is finally getting caught up to the emails, and he just chimes in, none of this sounds right. But I'm not getting a warm fuzzy. I think at this point, I'm at the airport. I'm flying overseas. I'm going to be away out of the country all week. I'm not going to be able to go to this. But this is very important. And so I follow up.
We could tell it was important.
Follow up. I say, can any of you guys go? We must have boots on the ground for this event, because there's nothing that sounds right about this. Right. This is right up. I mean, this is hot breaking news. We have to have the beat on this one.
Right.
If anyone's going to have the beat on this story, it's not going to be WXII.
No.
It's not going to be FMY. It's going to be TDSR.
Yeah, right.
All right. Cecil says...
Very passionate about this.
Cecil says he has this chick he might ask.
And right.
I'm thinking, oh, Christy, I'm sure she's going to love being referred to. Did you actually do that?
No, I was just making a joke. We'll get into that too. I'm making notes as we go.
This, just to warn you, this might be 3 or 4 episodes. We'll have a break for Easter. So Scott, you volunteered and you bought some things for this event. Tell me about them.
Yeah, well, so I figured since there had been an episode of TDSR on the chicken leashes, I went to online and I found a relatively inexpensive a harness with the leash. So I purchased one for next day delivery. I purchased 2, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure it was easier to buy 2.
It's easier to buy 2.
Kind of like Costco, buy 2.
You never know how many chicken leashes you're going to need.
Right.
And I also had in my possession some 3D printed chicken arms that my good friend Mike had made for me. And I couldn't think of if you're going to go to a dance, when else are you going to wear your chicken arms?
Well, you know, you need something to hold on to. The chickens need to, hold on to. If you're a swing dance, you need hands.
I didn't know what to expect, but I figured it would be better to show up with arms than without.
Better to have and not need.
Yes. So Scott was the belle of the ball with these arms, because people took pictures with you. People were asking questions about it. They were filming Scott's chicken. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
All the other chicken owners were jealous.
Of course.
And they kept, you know, especially the kids were very fascinated. Well, actually, kids of all ages.
Yeah.
And well, I think it was the most photographed chicken there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If we had chicken arms with us, we could have sold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
If we could have TDSR chicken arms on our website for merchandise.
We're going to have to get this merch going.
How would you brand them?
That's a good question.
Would it look like a tattoo?
Maybe we'd have
that's a great idea.
Yeah, TDSR tattoo on the arm. Yeah, we could have made some bank. We could have made $10, $20 probably.
Easy.
So, Brent.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you're in the distance. You're reading these texts. What's going on in your head?
I was trying to think if my wife would be interested in me going to this on a weeknight.
So you made it clear that if she would be interested in you going.
And initially you said she was coming.
What? She took to it more than I thought she would. Okay. And she had a similar reaction to you, Peter, and was like, I have to see this.
Yeah. It's like staring. It's probably like staring at the sun. You know you shouldn't, but you're gonna to. You're gonna see. You're gonna.
I can just see you on the plane to Sweden, just shaking all the way over there.
Oh yeah.
Just going like.
Where's my update, people? Okay, so we get some bad news. Tell me about the bad news we get, Scott.
Yeah. So I realize you have to register your chicken. You don't just show up. So I will go online, and it was not clear cut how to do this, and I couldn't seem to get past this. This wall to register.
Okay.
And I tried one day, and I went back and tried the next day, and I finally called the stadium.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, you got it. Yeah.
I can verify because I tried to help him with it too.
Yeah, he went online.
I got nowhere.
But you got in, right?
Mm. No, this was before.
He's my technical guy in a lot of cases. If you know.
Yeah.
So I called. And I explained my predicament. I said, I can't seem to get registered. And he said, oh, yeah, we're, his exact words are, we have no more RSVPs left. I said, you're like full? He said, yeah. I said, so I can't come? No, we're full. The reason I know this is I got another call earlier today. And I checked. I said, how many people are coming? He said, I don't know. I just know that I was told that we were full. I said, oh, well, that was disappointing, you know, having just ordered some harnesses.
I felt bad for you.
Yeah.
I felt.
And that's when.
Financially, felt like I needed to chip in on this one.
Yeah, they weren't real expensive. Okay. But anyway, that's when I started toying with the idea of crashing the party.
So you sent out the text to the staff. You say, bad news, guys. The foul ball has sold out before I could get registered. I tried today and yesterday and finally called. We missed our chance at the big dance unless we crash the party.
Right.
So here I am on my plane.
Right.
And fortunately, on the plane, we have Wi-Fi and free messaging. So I can keep track while I'm, you know, over the Atlantic Ocean. And I get this. And I just about spit out my drink. I'm in the middle of, you know, eating that, you know, that little cookie little that
biscuit.
You get.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sipping on probably with sparkling water or a coffee. Right. And I just almost spewed it all over the front row in front of me. And I have to respond. And I say, wait a minute.
I think
that you typed out all three, wait a minute.
It was important. I don't know the texting lingo for saying that three times.
I think you got your point across exactly as you meant to.
Everyone stopped and read it, I'm assuming. This is what I said. And this is what I say till today, even to today. I say, Scott, you are saying that someone is crazy, something as crazy as a foul ball at the Dash Stadium is so popular that it's sold out and you can't get in. In addition, you are saying that there are enough people in Winston-Salem, our fair city, with enough chickens that they want to let run around a baseball field, that there is no room for all of them in our town.
That seemed to be what you were saying.
It's an oversaturated mark.
Yeah. I didn't know I was saying all that, but you're right.
Saying quite a bit. I mean, how many people in our town have chickens that want to go to the stadium?
At this point, back in the States, I realized Peter is taking this really seriously. And we probably need to make some effort to get the 2 miles from our houses to the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so it goes on in the feed. What else did you have after that? So now we all wake up.
Well,
or at least I do.
I'm still, yeah. Well, you say that. You know, Scott says, well, that don't sound right. And I say, I just have some theories. I start throwing out some theories and why this is going on. Why exactly are they doing this? So we come to realize that this is a bit of a fundraiser, right? For every one chicken that shows up at the dance, they're going to donate. So for every one live chicken, for every one live chicken that shows up at the dance, they're going to donate 4, I assume, dead chickens
Five.
Five dead chickens. Food chickens.
Yeah.
To the food bank.
Yes.
Which we're a big fan of. We're a big fan of the food bank.
Yes. Yeah.
They participate in the Ardmore Raw, and we've interviewed the...
They've been on TDSR.
They have been. Eric's been on here.
Yep.
Well, at this point, it also hit me that we've done a lot of chicken-centric episodes on TDSR. Because we had Woody the Chicken.
Right.
And we've talked about the chicken harnesses before. And so this is really our third episode that's been...
Chickens seem to be in our wheelhouse.
Chickens.
So, right. I'm maybe one of the things I assume maybe is they're, like I said, maybe they're trying to fertilize the outfield.
Right.
So you don't think that's a good idea?
No, I don't think it's a good idea at all. Having taken fresh, raw chicken manure and applied it to my garden without... proper tempering, it killed some plants. It's pretty hot.
Oh, is that what it is? It's very...
My theory was that they checked their freezer at the ballpark and they had 30 chickens. And that they were anticipating, six people wanting to do this. So they can only donate, 30 chickens or whatever. So that they, when they filled up their...
When they exceeded their six-person quota.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know the quota. We didn't know how many people it was at this point.
We had no idea.
Because I was saying at work, I was like, I was able to get Billy Joel tickets.
Yeah, Billy Joel was sold out for years before he showed up.
Right.
And you were able to get Billy Joel tickets.
Able to get Billy Joel tickets, but I can't get a ticket to the chicken ball.
That don't sound right.
I mean, you see why I had made such a fuss about this?
Well, no, I understand.
All right, so we haven't even gotten there, okay?
No.
So, everyone, this is the lead up to the chicken dance. All these texts, my head exploding, we're all just wondering what in the world is going on? Why are they doing this? How's this going to work? People on Facebook are exploding. I mean, their heads... There's two camps on Facebook looking at this post. The one camp is, this sounds great, and everyone's, forwarding the message to their friends. Oh, you got to go to this. Everyone's saying, oh, this sounds hilarious. This sounds great.
Right.
But then there's a strong reaction by some other home chicken owners.
Yes.
Saying, this is a bad idea. Did you read the comments, Scott, by chance?
No, I did not.
I know about the comments, yes, because I talked to somebody who had read the comments, and we were discussing them, because they actually modified the event because of some of the comments, I think.
Is that right?
I think
yes. Yeah. We can tell you more about that.
Okay. I mean, one of the rules was you can't bring a rooster. It's only for the hens.
Yeah, I did not know that. I have one hen and one rooster.
I noticed you had...
The only reason I didn't bring the rooster is because he was too hard to catch.
Wait. To put the harness on?
Yeah, I couldn't even catch him.
Oh, really?
To put the harness on.
Did you put the harness on the hen?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is...
Wait. Why would I have a harness and a hen?
I don't know.
Dumb question.
Well, there was some question, like you said in your text. Here's the okay. So we're leading up to here. We are on Thursday.
Yeah.
Here we are on Thursday.
Yep.
Scott sends out an all points bulletin. It's Thursday.
Yep.
I have two chicken harnesses. I was unable to RSVP to the dance. Is anyone interested in crashing the foul ball tonight? I think you can probably get in with your press credentials if you wear enough TDSR merchandise. On a side note, harnessing a chicken is not a clear-cut endeavor. So, there's some chatter going on amongst you guys.
Yeah.
What's leading up to everyone going? Tell me about the process.
So, Bree, you and Tracy were in, right?
Yes, we were in, which was tough because at the timing overlapped with a certain basketball game, the team that we hold dear. So there was a conflict in that.
Like Tabor High School?
No, it was Deer.
More deer.
Darker blues.
And then we had, once Asher in the audience also had swimming during that time, and so we had to figure out carpooling. We both really wanted to come. Unfortunately, our carpool fell through, so Tracy graciously allowed me to come and witness the spectacle.
Okay, so you got the yard pass to go to the chicken dance.
Yes. Yeah, we were.
And you were
all
going
aboard.
Stag.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How about, he had a chicken with him.
How about you two? Now, what was the process of you?
So being? We had the same thing. We
you had, have a chicken. None of these guys have chickens for our listeners, except for Scott, listener number one.
Yep.
I don't have a chicken either. I didn't have a hen in this dance either.
So you, sitting in Sweden, have got us all stirred up in Winston-Salem.
Oh, yeah.
So I called Christy because we have track meet that night. So that means me and Livia are going, just me and Livia. So I ask Livia, does she want to go see the chicken dance? She's in. So me and Livia load up to go over. And on the way, I text some other friends who had knew about the foul ball and have chickens and said, hey, would y'all like to meet us over there? And they said, a little too quickly, yeah, we'll meet you there.
Excellent.
Yeah. Now, at this point is where I become afraid because I am coming off a very sensitive year of where I've got in a practical joke last year.
Oh, yeah.
And so now I'm thinking everybody's a little too eager to be at this time. But the only thing that was saving me was that it was not April Fool's Day. So yeah. I knew that's the rule. You know, that's the rules. Rule. But now I'm beginning.
That's the rule with your brother.
With my brother. My radar is now up. And I'm beginning to think, is Peter pulling the strings from Sweden and orchestrating?
He's so suspicious.
What an unbelievable credit to give me. But yeah. that was not me.
Well, tell another reason why you...
In the meantime, as I'm talking to my brother, as about a related event, he uses the word flock. He says people would flock to that. And I said, why did you say that? Because he's the one that pulled the practical joke on me last year. And I was like, why did you use the word flock? I've never heard you use the word flock before. And I'm going to a hen ball tonight.
What related event were you talking about with your brother?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about that too.
Well, we were talking about, I was telling him about the foul ball. And then we started talking about that people seem very interested in almost any live event now. Like, any live event get big numbers typically. And so like he had gone to some like local things in his community and they were all just packed.
But they weren't chicken related.
They weren't chicken related. Oh, okay.
not even foul related.
They weren't even foul related. They were just we were just talking about the popularity of getting together now that COVID's over and you're kinda right. Yeah. And he used the word flop.
Yeah, so your spidey sense went up.
My spider senses were
really. Okay, so how about tell us a little about the not so straightforward endeavor of harnessing a chicken?
Yeah, so chicken harnesses come in at least three sizes, small, medium, and large, and I got a medium because I felt like I had a rather average chicken. But it was difficult to get it on. It was a little small, and the chicken wasn't anxious to have it on. And actually put it on while FaceTiming with our brand ambassador. Discussing that.
So you are watching him do this? Was this okay? Were you giving some technical support?
Try doing that? What's no, I was on? Just kind of
moral support.
Silently laughing on the inside.
So this is more of a mockery.
Right. So we got the harness on ultimately. I just left it on all afternoon because once it was on, I wasn't gonna mess with it. And then we all went to the ballpark. I don't know if this is where I was surprised by the lack of the throngs at the ballpark.
And I will just interject that the hen did not seem to mind having the harness on.
It sounds
from my view,
it seems like a well-designed harness.
Once it was on, it seemed to be just part of her.
So, at this point, y'all, we're going to make this a two-episode deal. So, the chicken is now harnessed, and me, Brent, Scott, Olivia, and the Wolfingtons are en route to Truist Stadium with the chicken in separate cars, but we're all en route to stadium thinking that we're going to run into just potentially thousands of people.
Well, that's what I'm thinking too. It's right. Midnight back in Sweden. Yeah. I can't sleep.
Right. Peter's awake in Sweden. We are headed to the ball field. We got our chicken, the harness, the arms. We're all expecting. We don't know what to expect.
Yeah, so, we're expecting a whole outfield full of chickens.
A whole outfield full of chickens
roaming around.
We don't have RSVP. We have no ticket, and we're on our way.
Did y'all? I mean, my suggestion was put on high vis vests.
Yes. Well,
you can just act like you're in charge. You just right. walk right.
We
in.
We all have on. That don't sound right.
T-shirts.
Okay. Olivia did not have one on. She would like to make clear. She didn't listen to the episodes either. So, we are suited up. We've got the chicken's harness. We have invited people to something that we know nothing about. So the Wolfingtons are also with us on their way to this event that we know. So we're going to wrap that up here. We're going to do our regular closeout. And then next week.
Come back next week.
We are going to be, this will be when we actually get to Truist Field and attend the foul ball.
Well, before we close, we want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you for being on the show with us for this episode and for next episode. So thanks for just agreeing to come back for next week's episode. But if this is your first time listening to the episode or the podcast, would you consider hitting the subscribe button on the platform you listen with? Also, if you're a longtime listener, give us a rating and leave us a review so others can easily find the conversation.
That Don't Sound Right is a production of TDSR Podcast in conjunction with Camel City Studios. Before I do the introductions, remember Wonderfully Made Designs is a small business specializing in t-shirts and decals and maybe even one day chicken arms. We don't know. Contact Casey at Wonderfully Made Designs on Facebook at Wonderfully Made Designs 139.14. Use TDSR10 for 10% off your first purchase. I am one of your co-hosts and your sound engineer, and now an attendee of the foul ball. Peter's your other host, back from Sweden, and your web designer. Camille, who's been very busy in this episode, is your part-time barista. Emily does our graphic design. Elle does our Instagram. Giorgio tests our merchandise. Brent, do you want to do your own outro tonight? You're our brand ambassador. International brand ambassador. He's got a shirt on that has "That Don't Sound." I didn't realize this, but the things on your shirt have "That Don't Sound Right" in three different
That's
languages.
That's a fantastic looking shirt.
Yeah.
Made by Casey from Wife Made Designs.
Oh, did she do that?
Yes.
Oh, well. And as always, are you going to say your own name?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And as always, listener number one is Scott. So until next week, keep talking.
And stay curious.